Here on KSOM, we're talking high school softball with the head coach for Griswold Canis, Jody Russell, with us here. And, Jody, things have been going pretty well. You have lost a couple of games against some tough competition in a tournament on Saturday, but turned right around and right back to work with blowout wins over Sydney and Coon Rapids Bear. How do you feel about things here as of late?
Yeah, I think the girls have been very consistent, really just day-to-day, just really impressed with their energy levels, their effort, and yeah, you know, on Saturday it was a long day, it was a hot day, tough competition, but I thought the girls just really stayed poised under pressure and did a great job of that as well.
Well, you beat a good Lewis Central team on Saturday, saw some tough competition, lost to Ogden, lost to Missouri Valley, which is a ranked team, so, you know, what do you make of just playing in a tournament like that and seeing tougher teams than what your conference has shown. And I imagine that could only help the team going forward when they hit the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I think it just helps us get our team in the growth zone and challenges us, and that's what we need. I think, yeah, the girls did a really good job with it. Like, Mo Valley, you take out the top of the fifth, or top of the first, it was a 1-1 game. And I think the girls just made some really good defensive plays and did a great job. But I think just more of those games in this contest prepare us for postseason, like you said.
What would you say about the pitching right now with Eileen Whalert doing a great job, and Alcedi Gollenhorst gives you a 1-2 punch there in the circle, and they both have ERAs under 2.
Yeah, they're both doing a great job. And they've worked hard to get here, and their team trusts them. And I think in the same way, they – both know that they don't have to do it all on their own, that they have a good defense behind them. So it goes hand in hand. But they're both doing a great job and have seen them step up under pressure situations and do well too.
Yeah. And then offensively, what do you like most about the way the team is clicking? I mean, I think up and down the lineup, there's no really easy out for you.
Yeah. That's, again, that consistency, I think, like you said, up and down our bat in order. And I think, again, it helps the girls trust each other. Like, no one hitter feel like they have to do it on their own. Like, if it's not, if they don't get a hit at that at bat, they trust their teammates behind them will come through. And that's just been a nice thing to have with that trust up and down the order.
What can you say about Eileen Whaler just as a hitter too? I mean, she's putting up fantastic numbers as a pitcher, but even her hitting, she's batting .588 with a couple of home runs, 23 runs batted in. She and Courtney Fullman tied for you as a team lead in that category. I mean, just an all-around, and she's only a freshman. I mean, it's amazing what she's accomplished in so little a time.
Yes, yes. She's worked really hard on her hitting, I know, and just really paid off. She's doing a great job. Hits with a lot of power, and it's just been really disciplined again at the plate with pitch selection as well. But she's having an awesome season and has come up with really big clutch moments for us.
Has there been anybody else offensively that has seen, like, maybe dramatic improvement from last year?
I mean, it's hard to say any one particular player. I think just on any given night, I know Amanda Hauser didn't do a lot of hitting on a varsity level last year, but has done a great job this year, came through with a big triple last night. But any of the players, really, on any given night have had big hits and come through in big moments for us, so.
So, as you look ahead, you got coming up on Thursday, Stanton, and then Hamburg after that, and then you got your own Griswold softball tournament coming up on Saturday. What do you make of a big game coming up next week with Fremont Mills on Monday? What do you make of the competition coming up here for you?
Yeah, we're excited about our tournament on Saturday, and then next week. Conference tournament and think of that coming up, but just really our kind of message has been every night that we just want to be getting better every single time we hit the field, whether it's in practice or it's in a game, in regards of who our opponent is. We're working on just trying to improve our game, and the girls have just done a really good job of that. So I guess night to night, that's really just our focus, regardless of who's in the opposing dugout, just playing really good defense and being aggressive and disciplined at the plate, and getting better every day.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck in your next set of games. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold Cam Softball, with us here on KSOM.